This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show officially on the air now, the first one of 52 for the year 2017. Happily back in the position of power and strength is Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio and Talkers Television is. A lot of things going on this week. Michael, your job as we get started in this year. We've been doing this for a long time. It's kind of nice. There's a, I don't know if security is the right word, but there's a nice sort of uniformity and continuity that goes with this. There are a lot of things that change every year on the radio. We've been stable and here for a long time and will be for a long time to come.
Yes, nice I plan to do this until I'm 104.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Yes, I'll be an amazing specimen, you know, and people will come to see me as a museum piece.
A glass bubble.
Yeah, exactly. Let's look at the top 10 stories on radio stations such as the one that people are listening to us right now. News Talk Radio has talked about sports as well.
We have a new affiliate in Albany, by the way, this week. Not Albany. Well, we do have one coming on in Albany. There's one, however, that just came on in Eureka, California. You know, no, Eureka, it's now looking for the station. KGOE is in Eureka. Yeah, it is California. 1480 AM, KGOE. All right, there we go.
Isn't that a great name for a town? Eureka.
Eureka!
I love that word.
Eureka, we discovered gold.
Eureka!
So we have at number 10, National Football League playoffs are coming up and college football championships. So that's it's big football. And again, when I say it's at number 10, that means people are talking about it on News Talk. Obviously, sports talk, that's the top story. At number 9, the GOP ethics office move. That was wild. Number 8, Megyn Kelly leaves Fox News Channel, is going to NBC, and everybody's talking about it. Like
really? You talking about it?
Yeah, I have to talk about it because people ask me, what do you think? what do you think?
There you go.
And my answers are
What do you think?
My answers are anywhere from, I personally don't care, but I have to care because it's the beat I cover.
Yeah.
And from that perspective, I mean, you know, she's cashing in her chips. She doesn't want to be. I don't think she wants the pressure and of the schedule, and I don't think she particularly likes the controversy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're look at what this young woman has been through in terms of battling with Trump, and you know, her life might be a little bit easier. And, you know, being one of the top female commentators on the NBC television network ain't chopped liver. A lot of people have been saying, oh, she's going to fade from the scene. You know, Anderson Cooper tried it and this one tried. I don't know. I think Megyn Kelly's going to be fine. I think she's a very, very solid broadcaster.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she has a bright future ahead. Because she has all the elements. She's good-looking, she's well-spoken, and she's smart. And those three
she's
things...
She's 16, she's beautiful, and she's mine.
Well, she ain't mine, but she certainly is an attraction.
Okay.
And I could see where both Fox would want her as well as NBC.
Right.
But she'll always be... You know, when you operate on that level... It ain't a picnic. People think that there's glamour and glory working on that level in media. Nah.
It's always somebody wants to knock you off.
Oh, it's the backstabbing, the politics, the backbiting, and the criticism is brutal.
Have you seen that new TV show on Showtime called Billions?
No, I haven't seen
Check
that.
Check it out. You'll know, when you do, you'll understand why I said it in league with what we were just talking about, people trying to knock you off.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fascinating study in human thinking, psychology, and stuff. So, yeah.
Interesting. I shall check it out.
Yeah.
Number seven, we have Trump versus Ford and GM. At number six, we have the Jeff Sessions protests. Number five is a great topic, the fake news controversies.
Mm.
At number four, the Chicago Facebook torture case. At number three, the GOP Obamacare strategy. At number two, the Obama lame duck actions. And at number one, the Russian hacking controversy, which has been the big story of the week.
Yep.
On our people survey, going through it real quickly, we have Brent Musburger at, I always call him Mushburger, but it's Musburger. It's Musburger at 10. Megyn Kelly and Tucker Carlson, who replaced her at Fox, is at 9. Jeff Sessions at 8. Chuck Schumer is 7. He coined a new phrase, making America sick again.
Yeah, right.
At number six, Paul Ryan. At number five, James Clapper. At number four, Julian Assange. And yeah, I guess you could put somewhere as a sub tie with that is our friend Sean Hannity, who interviewed him.
Yeah.
At number three, Vladimir Putin. At number two, Barack Obama. And number one, Donald Trump. This is the first time in well over a year that Hillary Clinton has not been in the top 10, although she's being talked about heavily. It's kind of gossipy, rumory, speculation.
To do what?
To be the mayor of New York.
Ah, that'd be good. Anybody be better than the guy who's the mayor there now?
Yeah,
that's very interesting. That's
Hillary.
Interesting.
Hillary would probably win. She's very popular in New York.
She'd win in New York.
I'll tell you one thing. I think she's going to come back as something. I don't think she's going to disappear.
Mayor of New York is a. I've not heard that before. That's a very interesting. And I would think that would be a good job for her. Yeah, I think that's
she will pop up with something. She is indefatigable. You know what I mean? She's like Freddy Krueger and Jason all rolled up in one.
You know, it's interesting. This week, there's been a lot of speculation because it was late. A couple of the former presidents came late to the party as to accepting their invitations to go to the inaugural. Jimmy Carter was the first one to say yes. And then apparently the Clintons, both Bill and Hillary, are going to sit in the front row. They said yes. And then George Bush, the younger, said he'd come. The older said, I'm not going because I don't feel well. So it's interesting also that Jimmy Carter and George Bush are both the same age, the father. Jimmy Carter has taken very good care of himself physically. I don't know that the old man, I always call him the old man lovingly because I do like him. I like the older George Bush. I think he was a good president. I think he was a good public servant. You know, he cashed in like they all do. But just the whole business about who's going to show up, everybody's trying to take shots at Trump before he even gets in there, and it's very interesting to see how he's sort of ignoring. He's the first guy I would never have that thick a skin. Would you? Could you stand all of this stuff if you were president-elect?
No, I wouldn't want to be because I don't even engage in too much controversy.
No,
I don't like having day-to-day enemyships and battles and fighting as part of my mode of operation. It's not for me. I would rather inspire, enlighten, entertain, inform, see the benefits of all sides, point out things that are problematic, but not do it where I'm a member of a team where it seems biased.
That's their job. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what
That's
I mean?
Well put.
I just chose that. I might have been very successful as a talent.
Yeah.
Had I gone in that direction, but it's not my nature to do that, and I wouldn't want that kind of a life, and I wouldn't want to be in politics. Who wants every day to have X number of people hate your guts?
Right, trying to knock you off.
Right.
Exactly. All right, so those are the stories this week. We'll get to the people list from Michael's perspective, the research being done by his staff at Talkers Magazine in just a matter of moments, 15 past the hour on the countdown.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers, but you pay half the cost. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. so let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now, you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off?
That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
All right, 18 after the hour. Michael Harrison. I'm associated with him. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Talk Radio Countdown, a review of the hot hits, the stories, the people. I was only testing you to see if you were paying attention, Michael, when I said the people list is up next. I certainly knew that you'd gone through the people list. It's just... I'm checking.
You were just hoping that I would come up with new people.
That was
a Freudian slip. You didn't like the people.
Right. I also wanted to say hi to another affiliate that's just on, WMQL-FM in Asheville, North Carolina.
It's a great place.
Streaming the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Wonderful.
They do a lot of other things here. Okay, so our number five issue this week is that focus on fake news, which continues. You have an interview on Up Close and Far Out this week with someone who seems to be engaged in trying to figure this out. So where do we go with this? Where is David?
Well first of all, fake news is nothing new. And this young fellow, David Uberti, who is a scholar and a staff writer for the Columbia Journalism Review, which is... a magazine that looks over the journalism scene, like Talkers is like the trade for talk radio. They're like the trade for journalists.
Right.
And this young man wrote a piece called The Real History of Fake News, tracing it all the way back to the beginning of the American Republic. And I read it, and I contacted him, and it's a very interesting interview. First of all, he's only 25 years old.
Right.
And he's got a real good historical perspective on this thing called fake news. It's one of the better podcasts that we've done in the Up Close and Far Out series. So it's upcloseandfarout.com, and his name is David Uberti, and I think people who listen to this program will enjoy hearing it.
Well, I think this thing has become such a... everything could be fake. Under the circumstances, how are you going to know unless you're just right there? Like, I mean, you look at the situation with that Facebook torture case, you can see the video, okay, so you know what the facts are. But if somebody just tells you this is what happened, how do you really know that's really what happened?
It's based upon the credibility of the person or the platform or the organization telling you.
Yeah, it really is.
And credibility is vitally important. And after the break, maybe we should talk a little bit about the future of journalism and news organizations.
Right. Credibility in the focus. It's 21 after the hour. You're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Review, which is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right. It does, and it has, and it will. 23 and change after the hour now. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. The credibility factor. We were just talking about this and what we are going to face in the new year or the future with regard to the fake news controversy. We're sort of sticking with this for a minute. David Uberti from the Columbia Journalism Review, interviewed by Michael in the Up Close and Far Out. If you go to Talker, you can find it, or upcloseandfarout.com. Find his podcast. And so the real focus is on something that confuses me, or maybe it's troubling, maybe both of those things, Michael, the credibility quotient that people have. The people that seem to have credibility, are they believed no matter what?
And what's happening right now is because the fake news has become such an amplified and sped up process due to social media and the digital technology that we have, yeah. It's of concern. It even affects elections. But what do we mean by fake news? What we mean by fake news is news that is purposely contrived to deceive. It could be a hoax to make people laugh, but it's still to deceive. Or it could be to destroy somebody or some movement's credibility. And it doesn't necessarily mean that wrong news is fake news. It has to do with the intention. Sometimes they get it wrong. But they didn't get it wrong to deceive. They got it wrong because they got it wrong. Yeah. And then what you do is when you get it wrong, you print a correction or you say, we got it wrong. Here's the latest information. That's not fake news. Fake news is when you go, ha-ha, let's get this out there and then let's amplify it. Or if you know something is not true, but it sort of favors your cause and you retweet it because you want people to think something that is not true. So it has to do with the intent. And I think because we're in the new We're in the early days of the digital era. Everybody's on the same platform. You can have a guy sitting, you know, in his basement who doesn't know what he's talking about, has the same signal as CNN, you know. So what we have to learn as a society, we have to teach our children how to understand the difference between a legitimate news organization, check their credentials, check their credibility. Do they vet their stories? Do they have layers of editors and writers and proofreaders and fact checkers? And what is their bias? Are they open about their bias? Are they upfront about their bias? Bias is a form of fake news as well. Do they only do stories that show Hillary in a bad light? Do they only do stories that show Trump in a bad light? Do they suppress stories that are true but would be counter to their own bias? These are the things that we as a society have to begin to learn to handle and certainly to teach our children.
So if we don't, what's the downside?
Insanity. The downside is mass psychosis, the destruction of democracy, people voting false information, hucksters and con men and fraud taking over our lives, distrust of each other, and eventually lack of freedom. Because lack of when we don't trust other humans, that's when we have police states. That's when we want strong leaders. That's when we want tough laws. That's when we want crackdowns. But every time you want a tough law, every time you want a police state, every time you want a strong man leader, you're giving up freedom. You're giving up spontaneity. You're giving up the organic nature that comes from a society where people interact with trust and good spirit. So that's the downside to that. We have to trust each other, but we have to be trustworthy or we lose our freedom.
It's quite a dilemma. You're right. It's quite a conundrum. It's really, I guess the best word is dilemma. And you see the sort, the ramifications, I think, come out. I make reference once again to that Facebook torture case that's number 4 this week on the countdown. But I think that's a good example of stuff people glamming onto something. And the reasons for them being so angry may not have a basis in truth. So it's just really, it's a strange place we find ourselves in, Master Jack. 28 minutes past the hour on the countdown.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrends Financial can help. Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends Financial, funding for the life of your business.
This report is brought to you by Web.com. In the digital world we live in today, with information and resources constantly at our fingertips, it can be surprising when that local business around the corner has zero online presence. But did you know that only 41% of small businesses actually have a website? Small business expert and media personality Carol Roth is partnering with Web.com to bring awareness and advice to business owners across the country who are thinking about making a website of their own but don't necessarily know where to start. Here are a few tips from Carol herself.
For small businesses, a good web presence can really make or break your success. But what most business owners don't realize is that it's not just about a pretty website. It takes a solid foundation of quality content, reliable technology, and strategic planning of how to get your sites out there that really helps your small business thrive in the online world.
For more advice on how to make your small business thrive online, visit www.web.com.
I hate water softeners. I really hate softeners. I hate the thought of lugging salt and that it ruins septic systems. But I hate hard water that causes lime scale, which costs thousands in appliance damage and wasted energy.
Stop hating and start loving again with the HydroCare Smart Descaler from Wave Home Solutions. Prevent and eliminate lime scale the smart way. No maintenance, no salt, no plumbing required, and better than magnetic wraps. 1 year performance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Top 10 list of the important stories of the week and the important people being discussed on the News Talk radio stations, very similar to the one you're listening to right now. That's the podcast also that's heard on TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, GCN Radio, CRN. The folks at Radio America have a pod. This is a program that gets heard far and wide, Michael, because of your reputation and the reputation of Talkers Magazine. The state of reality, I'm chuckling to myself because this past week I was going through my office and my files, cleaning things out, and I found some old Talkers magazines, the kind that you could actually put your fingers around them. My Rush Limbaugh impersonation right down here, it is. Talkers from April of 1999.
Ah, oh, that's relatively recent.
Focus was on Matt Drudge. And I'm just looking at some of the ads. The people are around. Drudge still is around, but does anybody pay any attention to him? Did he go the way of the wind?
No, he's very powerful in the conservative circles. Many conservative commentators, media, talk hosts visit the Drudge website regularly.
Yeah,
he's still very big.
I do. I don't want to go too inside here. I'm trying to find things that are part of what we still do now. There's an ad in here for Clark Howard, who still is a factor. He's still around doing a good radio program. Some of the opinions that were expressed, it's just fun to look at this. Maybe it's just me and you, and it's too inside. But some of the old stories about some of the great talkers and who was around making news.
You were in the first issue of Talkers back in 1990. Talkers is in its 27th year. You were in that issue. I think we had opinions expressed by different hosts on subjects.
Yep.
And I don't remember what your opinion was. I don't remember the subject.
It was good no matter what it was.
You were a little younger, but so was I. You can say, what I find interesting is looking at the photos of people. And
I'm looking at some of these characters, Jim Bohannon's picture, in here.
Jim was around.
Era. Yep. Yeah. Kim Komando getting started then.
Yep.
I'm going for names. The article.
1999 how many? Let's see. It's right before 2000.
It's 27 years ago. I mean,
it's 18 years ago.
Yeah, 18 years ago.
18 years ago, but we started publishing 27 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So when we go back to the real early ones, you could see people have aged. You know?
Matter of fact, here's a picture of a guy we're going to hear from right now. Holland Cook is a very interesting gentleman, somebody that you and I have known. He must go back to almost the original Talkers.
Yeah, I think issue. He was in the first issue.
Yeah. So he has been a consultant in the field for a couple of decades. He has a very pronounced way of declaring himself. I think he's a good writer. He's a wonderful radio communicator, as we are going to hear. I'm just looking at a picture of him from April of 1999 in this issue, and a picture of him today. He does a lot of selfies. You can find him at hollandcook.com, I think. He's one of the things he likes to cover are the changing views and attitudes that people have toward what they hear, what they see, how they involve themselves in social media, and the commerce of communication. So he's at the Consumer Electronics Show, which is underway in Las Vegas, and Holland Cook now is going to spend a minute talking to us about attention being the currency of the day.
On a normal day in Las Vegas, if that's not an oxymoron, it's already a wall of enticements. 100 times odds craps. Celine, fire a machine gun. Now, fly in 165,000 of us, for whose attention 20,000 new products compete. As I navigate a Las Vegas convention center the size of 50 football fields, I am struck by how well exhibitors distill their messages. Backtrack is the world's first wearable alcohol monitor. Thin Optics assures that you will never be without your reading glasses again. Their Stick Anywhere, Go Everywhere sleeve adheres to the back of your smartphone. Remfit's Zeke Smart Pillow streams music, stops snoring, analyzes sleep. You're always connected, never apart, with Pet Cube's interactive cameras, bringing pets and people closer than ever. A Sure Lock by Yale lets you lose your keys for good and answer your door anywhere, anytime. Mighty Purse charges your phone. We just elected a most unlikely president whose gift of brevity plays Twitter like a Stradivarius. Make America great again. Drain the swamp. Build a wall and Mexico will pay for it. And other bumper sticker length catchphrases were utterly digestible. Is your message? At the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, I'm Holland Cook.
How about that? Do you understand any of that?
No, I don't. I don't understand English.
Oh, my God. It really is, though, to listen to him and to see how he's grown. See, I'm thinking about the hosts that have been around. You were talking about going back as we sort of walked down the streets that Talkers has been on for the last 27 years or so, and some of the people that are still around doing this, and how they've changed. And then the people who aren't. Holland has adopted himself, adopted and adapted, don't you think? And can you go through other people, like we were mentioning Sean Hannity before, Limbaugh, the people that have been around for quite a long time. Hannity, not as long as Rush and me and you, but he's been around. And it just, it appeals to me to listen to them and think about how they were. And the reason that they are still around is because they've maintained a relevance. And I guess the people that aren't around still are not relevant anymore. I'm looking at a big ad in the Talkers of June 1999 for Art Bell. And, you know, he's gone.
Art Bell would still be relevant if he wanted to be.
Yeah.
A lot of people have not fallen by the wayside because they're not relevant. They fall by the wayside either because they died, because they got ill, they got old, they got unlucky. Luck is in everything. Mm-hmm. A degree of luck is in everything. It's not all luck, but to think that luck doesn't play a role in all events, unfolding events, careers, football games, political campaigns, business ventures. You know, the Grand Canyon is where it is because the first drop of rain might have fallen to the left side of a leaf than the right side of a leaf. I mean, you know, eventually, you know, you ever hear this saying, that's the way the ball bounces or that's the way the cookie crumbles?
Yep.
There are so many moving parts to a term you used earlier, reality, that skill, vision, all of these things play a role, quality, but luck is in there. As a matter of fact, the best games are those which mix skill and luck. And skill, in some cases, is how you handle the breaking luck, whether it's good luck or bad luck, how you handle it. Because nature always throws something unexpected at you. So as somebody who's followed careers for so many years, as I do within among the things I do as a publisher of a trade magazine in a very idiosyncratic industry that's based upon X factor personality, you know, very difficult to define qualitative issues, luck is a part of it.
Luck be the lady tonight.
Yeah, luck be a lady tonight, guys and dolls.
Yep.
I mean, they're gamblers. I mean, that are very intelligent about how they bet, but it still comes down to luck.
Yep.
Nothing is a given. Look at this Trump election. Look at how many experts were wrong.
Wrong.
And there's an old saying. There's an old saying in sports. That's why they play the games.
Mm-hmm.
You can talk about it till you're blue in the face, but then when you play the game, you don't know what's going to happen. It might
unless
snow.
The game is fixed. It's rigged.
Well, I think every game is rigged.
You do?
That's part of how you deal with the rigging. Yes.
Really?
No kidding. Yeah, I think. Look, I have a saying that I actually think I coined or stole from somebody subconsciously. The game is played the way the game is scored. And when they change the rules, when they change the method of scoring, that's a form of rigging it. The way the ratings are taken in radio is a lot of luck, and certain methodologies support certain formats and don't support others. That's all rigging.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
There is. That I'll agree with you 100% on that. You talk about rigging and apply it to the ratings. Yep.
Yeah, so Trump was right when he said that the election is rigged, that the system is rigged. He's right because everything is rigged.
Mm.
It's understanding that. And how far does the rigging go? That's something of concern. But there is the rig factor. There is the wiggle room of rig.
Mm-hmm. The wriggle room of
try
rig.
Try saying the wiggle room of rig.
Man,
how do you spell rig?
W-R-I-G. All right, 14 before the hour now as the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison continues.
Delivery from Staples.
Staples guy. More storage bins? Great.
Yeah, and you saved a ton with Staples' 110% price match guarantee.
I am resolved to getting organized this year. Now everything is boxed up and put away.
Whoa.
What was that?
Oh, no. I boxed up Paul again.
Resolve to get organized with Staples 18-gallon plastic totes, now only $3. Staples, make more happen.
In-store only while supplies last, ends 1-7-17. Staples will match prices for items from retailers with online and retail stores and refund 10% of difference. See store staples.com for details.
Oh,
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, Wiggy!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. And you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food. We've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change the world's behavior through brainwashing. Because 40% of all food in the U.S. never gets eaten. Save the food. And that costs a family of four $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. It's worsening climate change through the release of methane gas. Save the food. Cha-ching. And it's wasting precious natural resources like our fresh water. Save the food. Cha-ching. So when you hear this sound, don't be neutral. Rethink your behavior. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Attention! Do you have outstanding federal student loans? Then get ready for a special free offer. Graduate Service Center wants to give you free information to see if you qualify for one lower monthly payment or student loan forgiveness. The call is free, the information is free, and there's absolutely no obligation. See if you qualify for lower monthly payments or loan forgiveness. Call now. 800-801-4950. That's 800-801-4950. Don't wait, call now. 800-801-4950.
Do you have knee or back pain? If you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. You may qualify right now to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used them. They work. Call the Pain Relief Hotline right now for free information.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
Hi, I've spent some time with Michael here in this hour of the countdown, sort of going down memory lane with some of the old Talkers magazines. I just look at an ad for Michael Zwirling. His name is not familiar to most people, but I'm looking at the fact that KOMY, which is a station he owns in Santa Cruz, California, is one of the stations that carries the Talk Radio Countdown show.
Yes, so he has two stations there. They're both AMs, but now he has FM translators. KSCO is one of the quirkiest stations in the country. As a matter of fact, I sat in and did a show there the other day.
Did you?
Yeah, sometimes I do that. I fill in at different places to keep my wheels turning, you know, in touch with how the business operates.
Well, we have to do that because that's what this program is all about. Every week, we go through the top stories, the top people. We've gotten the new year started with some of the things that have been left over from the old year, but it should be one heck of a year. If doing nothing but talking about Donald Trump and what's going on in Washington, not anything new, but maybe with a different focus, which will be kind of fun, because there still is lots of life left in this wonderful format called News Talk Radio, and we're on top of it every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison at 10 before the hour.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. ICOMP Geeks on Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, we're helping people out here, understanding what the issues of the week are. And to continue that conversation, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, one of the country's leading experts on scams and identity theft, written a number of books, working on one now, founder of Scamicide.com, which is a fabulous website. You need to go to Scamicide.com if you've got any worries about being scammed. This is all the latest information about this. Also the author of the book Identity Theft Alert. So it's all there. Check it out at Scamicide.com. I have Steve here because he's a noted lawyer with professional opinions about a lot of the things that are in our countdown each week that require sort of legal observation. I guess I'd start with the number one item this week. Steve, by the way, thank you for being here again, and Happy New Year.
To you, too.
Thank you. The Russian hacking. Is there a legal side to this? I mean, we say we're going to go after the Russians. Some people say, and the other people say, no, the Russians didn't do it. I mean, what do you do about this except make a lot of noise?
Well, you can do things. This really is the Wild West when you talk about the if there's something legal they can do. There are no international treaties that deal with this with between countries overall. We had issues with China. We still have some issues with China, but after some pretty good negotiations, China and the United States came to a treaty in setting rules, and so far that seems to be working fairly well. But Russia is the wild child. Russia is interfering in elections. Russia is implanting malware in infrastructure. And this is going on. You know, the president can debunk it if he thinks, but he's wrong. He's just plain wrong, and it'll be interesting to see if he ever does change his tune. But what needs to be done is, yeah, there are things we can do, but we don't want to escalate a war. This is an arms war, and a cyber war would be every bit as devastating as a nuclear war. So the idea is to get Putin to the negotiating table and come up with some rules. And the same kind of incentives we had with nuclear disarmament we can have here too, because they're very vulnerable. They know it. I just think we need to get some real treaty in place.
Yeah. All right. That's great. There's some food for you to think about, folks. Number two on the list this week, the charts for the week from Talkers Magazine, has to do with the lame duck actions. Obama's trying to put a whole bunch of stuff through before he gets out of office. Got a week or so to do that. Legally, what can he do? And legally, what can be done to stop him?
Not much to stop him, you know, in the sense that certainly much of what the president does requires Congress to go along with it, and that's not going to happen, and it hasn't happened largely in the 8 years that President Obama has been in office. But he does have the ability to make various executive orders. However, the incoming president, President-elect Trump, will have equally the power to step back from those executive orders. I think perhaps the biggest thing now is to see the battle that's going on to preserve elements of. If you take the word Obamacare out of the debate, really the debate should be, what should we be doing for a national policy for health care? We need it. The idea of, oh, we don't like Obamacare, throw it out. Fine. Do that, but you've got to have something to replace it with, and that's where I haven't seen much from, certainly not the Republicans at this point, and the Democrats, they haven't done anything either, but yeah, you don't like Obamacare, fix it, but just throwing it out the window is not going to help the American people. It'll be more costly for health care. The insurance companies will be in a dominating position. Yeah, Obamacare is faulty, fix it.
I know one of the great lines of the week came from Chuck Schumer, who's a senator from New York State, who coined a phrase to take a shot at the Trumpers, let's make America sick again, which I thought was...
Unfortunately, it's just the elimination of Obamacare is going to take away a lot of coverage,
right,
and it's not going to be helpful.
It was badly crafted, but the idea is a good one. It just has
to
be straight out. So let's see where they go. All right, quickly on the torture case in Chicago. What are these four kids facing? I hope a lot.
Yeah, they are. And it's interesting that it is also being classified as a hate crime. This was a mentally challenged person. They're being charged with everything from kidnapping to aggravated assault and battery with a deadly weapon, robbery, possession of a stolen motor vehicle. They should get a book thrown at them, and hopefully they will.
Yeah, and then do people learn? I mean, you wonder how people get this full of hate. What's their home life like? All kinds of things go into this discussion. All right, good presentation as usual. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with Legal Opinions on the Countdown at 59 past.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.